Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Maya and Brooke with your 8am Zlines. The identity of a Toowoomban man in an ongoing rape case will remain undisclosed after a ruling in the Brisbane Supreme Court on Tuesday. The man's legal team is seeking a permanent non-publication order. However, this ruling has only extended the existing interim order. The media has condemned this ruling as new laws passed in Queensland last month allow for the naming of sex offenders after they are charged. The next hearing is expected to be held on Thursday, the 26th of October.
The Premier announces additional funding for regional infrastructure. An additional $100 million will be added to the Works for Queensland program aimed at supporting projects for regional councils. With the existing funding, this totals to $300 million to be delivered under the 2024 to 2027 funding. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says the additional funding will support important community projects such as water infrastructure, housing and economic development.
Building and construction firms are collapsing across the country. IntelliBuild Constructions out of Joondalup have gone under due to the refusal of registration renewal by the Western Australian Building Services Board. The board found the company did not meet the financial requirements as stipulated by the Building Services Registration Act. Building and Energy Executive Saj Abdulakhan says the registration process is vital for consumer confidence and protection.
The first government-assisted Israel repatriation flight arrives in Sydney. 222 passengers landed last night after fleeing the unfolding conflict in Israel. A second chartered flight is expected to arrive in Sydney tonight from London. Foreign Minister Penny Wong says the Department of Foreign Affairs is in direct contact with Australian families seeking to leave Gaza to provide updated advice on options to leave.
India's Supreme Court declines recognition of same-sex marriage, saying this should be decided in Parliament. In the five-seat bench, two judges supported same-sex marriage while three opposed it. The court, however, emphasised that same-sex unions should not be discriminated against. Ankita Khanna, one of the petitioners of the case, said they are deeply disappointed by the ruling, saying the queer community will continue to move forward in solidarity and with resilience.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 21 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.